Heroes Not Included is a serialized story podcast featuring actual play of Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition from Wizards of the Coast. Wizards of the Coast own their respective trademarks, copyrights, and related materials. A special thanks to all the great people at Wizards of the Coast for all their hard work creating wonderful games for us to play.
Previously, on Heroes Not Included,
we enter a secret chamber that did a spooky magic thing with light, and then we were transported into hell.
Yep. That's about right.
We got there, and Iraq...
Do you remember what level? Of Baytor?
Seventh.
It was the first, right? And there was a little dude standing guard, a little fiend.
Mm.
And I don't remember the conversation that Erak had with this fiend, but it ended with us getting information about a mad witch in a direction who might know.
We met up with the mad witch, who caught us in spiderwebs and then sprinkled us with holy water. She then invited us inside, seeing that we weren't fiends, and laid us a feast and told us that she's been here for 25 years and she doesn't know the way out, but she did direct us to the Pillar of Skulls, which is gross. And we were like, thanks, that's great. Thanks for the food. Bye.
Heroes Not Included.
All right.
Fourth member of the party's down. Just want to point that out. You got a man down.
I'm okay with that, in a way.
So, you make your way out of the cave, and I assume you begin heading in the direction that she noted. Following along the river into the hills... You really wish that it wasn't your only sort of landmark, because the stench that comes from it is quite revolting. Although, as the hours pass, you do get better at dodging fireballs that spontaneously erupt out of
fireball!
Places.
Game on!
Yeah, essentially. So that's nice. But you do see, as you climb to the top of the hills, you look down, and you can see on the other side of them the plain that she had mentioned, and in fact, this sort of small ring of hills, this sort of cul-de-sac, where she noted that the Pillar of Skulls would be. And then off to the south of that, on the horizon, you see an incredibly large and imposing structure, fortress, that looks ominous.
Not a pillar.
Not a pillar. A huge fortress. And you can also see what looks like a road that runs from it.
Is this the Bell fortress that she might have mentioned?
Yes, you believe that this is probably the fortress of Bell. Pit fiend.
Well, onward and upward.
Should we start thinking now about this sage thing?
What sage thing?
The
pillar. No, I wasn't listening at all. I was eating the whole time.
So there's this Pillar of Skulls that we're going to.
What? Gross!
It's super gross.
Yeah.
And we have to ask them, because apparently it's the punishment for sages who lie and such.
Well, he should answer. He never
people who lied for a living, so maybe you should.
Yeah, I think you could do it.
Excuse me, sir.
I agree with Baron on this one. New guy goes.
Okay, well.
Yes, noble burglar. Lead us on.
I'm not a burglar.
What's in your backpack? All of her food you took?
That she laid out for us.
Oh.
And told us to take.
Ooh, you took I really characterized you wrong, then.
But anyway, we're supposed to ask these sages how we get out of here, and she made sure that we're supposed to ask also about the key?
Yes, how to get out in the key. I definitely heard that in between the turkey leg.
Well, do we want to start thinking about how we want to phrase this now?
Hmm.
think. Oh, yeah, I got
it's
it.
It's usually not how we work in this
yeah,
group.
I'm going to go and that's it.
we typically walk up and then, you know, Baron.
My plan is.
He tells us our plan right at the moment.
I'll say.
You're new. It's cool. You'll get used to us.
I'll say, great pillar. We need this key. What do you want?
This is good. This is a good one. Baron always has the best plans. They're always the best.
I think simple is the way to go.
Simple straight too, yeah.
But I'm open to suggestions.
Hey, did you have a suggestion?
Well, I mean, you didn't even ask where the door was, and that's kind of an important part.
Well, sure, you just tell us, right?
Yeah, he would tell us that. Obviously, we need the door. You can't have a key without a door.
Lots of skulls. We'll get one of his friends to start talking.
Yeah, that's true.
We'll play them against each other.
Well, yes. Mm-hmm. Baron, yes.
This is going to go so poorly.
Yeah, we're going to ask it about a key.
We need to get out of here. Tell us where we can go to get out of here.
Out of here?
Yeah, this plane.
Okay, but these things are going to, like, politicize. They're going to, like...
We don't know that.
They're going to rules lawyer the way out of things.
Of you, what about our experience so far makes you think they're going to be anything less than on the nose?
Maybe because it's a pillar of skulls filled with the skulls of lying sages.
He makes a point.
That's true, but we're not lying sages, though.
But we're not, but the people that we're trying to get information from are.
You know what bothers me more? We don't know where we're going.
Out of this plane.
We came here.
Any plane.
We came here, and it was a solid lead. The previous guy who was tinkering in this area had somehow left the door open to here. We peeked in, and we seen nothing.
Yeah, but he's dead.
He died.
Sure, that's not, I mean...
So that's the end of his trail.
It was still a smoking gun.
That's true, until we found his corpse, though.
Yeah, he was the... bullet.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Nice.
The metaphor was not well constructed.
Nice. I get it now. Uh-huh. It was a good try.
So, I mean, let's say we go and let's say this pillar of guys is totally forthcoming. Where do we go?
It doesn't matter. We're in hell.
All right, so we're just getting
out of
we're
hell.
We're just getting out of hell.
We're like bats out of
getting
hell.
Getting out the
that
hell.
That woman has been stuck here for 25 years.
I'd do anything to get out of hell. Yep.
Yeah.
I start moving in the direction of the pillar.
I thought we've been walking. It's been pleasant.
Yeah, you guys are walking. You've been having this conversation.
I'm still bothered that we don't quite... We've lost the trail. All of this is for naught at this point.
So maybe we try to get back to the material plane. Yes, our new
quest is get out of hell.
Well, what all does this pillar know? Maybe it's super omniscient.
I don't know if we're going to get an opportunity to ask multiple questions, though.
We'll at least get one per person.
One per head.
That's not how
the
last
one
worked.
Slap them Three Stooges style.
Does anyone know of any other planes?
I mean...
Perhaps we ask how we get to that plane. Other than unless you want to go home.
Just going home, I don't know.
It's not really finding Mercurial, that's for sure. So... So I pull out my guide to the planes.
Yes, you pull out your guide to the planes.
And I go to...
Well, that seems appropriate.
What?
You had a manual?
Well, I mean, I've read it, yes. Oh. It's been with us the whole time. Anyway, let's pick a plane.
All right.
Shall we? So I...
Okay.
Mage-hand furl the pages. Baron plops on one, and what one did we land on?
What one do you land on?
This seems... poorly constructed.
No, no.
I mean, you are the expert
just
here.
Just pouting
so
our
feel.
Way through hell. No.
His finger lands on Limbo.
So I read a little bit about Limbo.
You read a little bit about Limbo, and
there's only I know something about
Limbo. Oh, do you?
There's only one way to get there, and it requires you to lean backwards through a portal and not touch the top of it with any part of you.
How low can you go? How low can you go? Yeah, you...
I believe it is adjacent to the Hokey Pokey Commission.
Yes. It's not far.
Just north of the
book says
range.
That Limbo is a plane that is in a constant state of flux and change, and that only those who enjoy some level of chaos find Limbo to be a place that is enjoyable.
That's our...
Yeah, but he kind of picked it. It's the method,
Is there another one?
So I flip another page. Oh, look, the page wasn't done turning.
It wasn't done turning.
Go to the next one.
Wasn't done turning. Yeah.
The next one that is talked about on the next page over is Pandemonium. Which is pretty much as it sounds.
All of these sound bad. Yeah. Are there any, like,
isn't there a,
places?
Isn't there a plane of back rubs and pudding?
I mean, let's...
So I go to the appendix, and I'm searching for anything that doesn't sound bad.
What is the opposite of... I mean, okay, think about this. There is a temple that is missing.
Hmm.
The temple is to Timora.
Hey. Hey, hold on. Sorry to cut you off, but... Hmm. Didn't we release one of those
Freeze?
Yeah, Freeze at one point.
Hmm.
Which plane was he on? Because he said just come see him.
Yeah, I thought they were fiery.
Fiery?
I thought the Freeze were fiery. I mean, plane of fire sounds awful.
I know, it doesn't sound
I think maybe fun. His invitation was somewhat weighted.
But we freed it!
I know, but he's like, yeah, you're welcome to come see me. I mean, you'll be dead by the time you enter the plane, but you're more than welcome to come and try. Door's always open and on fire.
That's on fire. That's why the fire elemental always told me that he wanted to take me to his home. That thing has been out to get me ever since I took over that tower.
Elementals are the worst.
Jerk. Well, that was the only thing I had. What were you gonna say?
Well, I'm just saying that if we think about this, who would want to steal Timora's temple?
The god of bad luck.
Is there a bad luck god? Is there a bad luck
I'll
plane?
Out, I can reach in my satchel, pull out my other book of gods.
Give me an intelligence roll. Let's see if that book contains anything about an evil twin to Timora.
There's a god of, like, doing it on your own and wishing ill upon others.
I would say that's religion.
Yeah, religion.
30.
30. According to your text on religion... There are a variety of deities that would fit the bill. Beshaba, the goddess of misfortune, who is described as a lover of chaos and evil, is the one who would most certainly be high on the list. Also, Sirik, the god of lies, who also enjoys chaos and evil.
Is there like a...
Just like a general trickster, not like one that devour entire races type thing?
Nelson. Well, Mask, the god of thieves. So those would be your best bets. And according to your planar book, your book on the plane...
Your conjure desk.
Yeah, I conjure desk and chair and sit down and start reading my
book. Just lay on the ground and stare up.
Yep.
So great.
Giant evil dragon eye looking
down. I forgot.
Pandemonium and the Abyss.
Some Rolodex.
And Cursory. Seem to be the planes that would most likely...
Probably not Abyss.
Yeah, let's not go to Abyss.
Sounds scary. Pandemonium? I mean, we're pretty chaotic.
I know we're trying to get Timora the god of luck, but I feel like randomly hopping the infinity of the planes... I feel
what
like
do
just
you know
the odds.
The
well, if
planes.
She's with us, then we'll become lucky, right?
I assume. I look here and I'm like, man, this seems to go on in all directions.
There might be a better strategy, is what you're saying, Barrett.
Yeah, I mean, let's at least
take a moment, get a map.
All we've got,
figure things out,
is to we're going to talk to some strange omniscient thing, and yeah, it's gonna try and jerk with us because that's what evil does.
Yeah, this is really your domain,
yeah,
Darren,
I mean,
so, like...
I'm gonna go. Got nothing... Got no better leads. I'm just gonna go and ask it a question.
Okay.
And I'm gonna debate smashing it.
Okay.
There are
okay.
two dualities to my nature.
I respect both.
All right. Well, while this has been going on, you have been climbing down the hillside.
Just chatter.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I just think that randomly going somewhere is...
You know, this conversation has taken you all the way down as you've made your way down onto the plain and into the cul-de-sac of small hills. And now that you've gotten down into the cul-de-sac, you notice that they aren't really pronounced hills. But there in the middle, you see what can only be the Pillar of Skulls. And it's not exactly made of skulls. Instead, It is a pillar made up of living heads, of which you see humans, dwarves, elves, and other beings that you don't recognize. The heads, in various states of decay and decomposition, are little more than bone boxes. They are arguing amongst themselves, which seems to be constantly, about various points of no importance, raising a cacophony of sound in the still air around the hills. Some of the heads remain silent, keeping a watch over the surroundings, while others stay quiet only because they're missing pieces of their jaws or their tongues. The pillar is quite large. It stands 20 feet tall and is 10 feet around. It looks as though it extends into the ground, with half-buried heads still trying to talk despite the vile earth filling up their mouths. The pillar seems to have no apparent visible support.
And we've walked upon this.
Yes.
Well, this is gross.
So, I'm looking at this pillar.
Yes.
And I'm kind of whispering back and forth to the side to each of you, mm-hmm. and then leaning over and kind of just talking out the side of my mouth to the other without ever taking eyes off the pillar.
Mm-hmm.
Eyes like dinner plates, probably.
Yeah, well, as you guys approach, they all kind of fall silent, and you notice that all the eyes of all the heads that are at least on your side mm-hmm. Kind of roll around in the heads to look.
I yell, because this is like us talking to a two-story building.
Yeah, I mean, it's 20 feet tall.
So I yell, "We'll be with you in a moment!" And then I go back to...
Okay.
I imagine that echoes a little bit around me.
It does echo a little bit around the hills, and then the heads slowly begin battling some more.
So we probably need a good plan. Do we want to tackle this with, Stark Charisma? Do you think? Or do you think this is more of an intellectual pursuit in this discussion?
The babbling continues to get louder and louder until finally
I say, "Hey, we're trying to have a conversation!"
You hear one head finally go, "Nuff!" And all the heads kind of fall silent. And the head that spoke, it's larger than the rest, perhaps belonged to an ogre or maybe even a giant. Though remarkably ugly and decayed, it manages to kind of slowly, in a rather disconcerting way, kind of roll around, and its one eye kind of hangs loosely in the socket, where the socket has decayed away.
Ew.
And it kind of rolls its head around so that the eye can kind of roll around and look at it.
I wonder if this is the oracle I talked to before.
Oracle. Oracle.
It's quite grotesque to look at, and the smell is not pleasant.
I imagine this whole place smells like rotten decay, though.
maybe we do both.
The heads begin talking again.
Is there like a procedure to this?
I don't know. Can I make out what they're saying at all?
It sounds like gibberish. I mean, it sounds like they're all talking over each other, so it's
just such a calamity.
Yeah, it's just a loud noise of gibberish.
I cast a spell.
Okay.
It is a second level transmutation.
Okay.
And I provide myself with an eagle's splendor.
An eagle's splendor.
The target has advantage on charisma checks.
Okay. The big ogre giant sort of head looks and says, "Well?"
I hold up my finger.
Okay.
And I say, "We're working on it."
The heads begin talking again.
Can we get the impression this is sort of like a oracle's omniscient kind of thing?
It feels like it.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe we think of it, it's almost like a network of people who would all be like, "Oh, what do you know about this? What do you know about this?" Okay. I step forward. The big ogre.
Clark!
And they all kind of silence down again. And his eye kind of rolls in its decayed head kind of towards you.
I look at it and I say, "I need an answer."
We need service.
I am here to parley.
What do you want to know?
I seek the proprietor of a scheme. One to steal a large temple. From the Primordial Plane, if that's helpful.
Immediately, an elf head pipes up. "Knock out the ogre head, and I'll tell you what you need to know."
Oh, and how? And I start reaching in the bag.
Chubby head offers, bring back a fiend, and I'll tell you. And then a gruff-looking gnome
head... that'll be great.
a gruff-looking gnome head says, tell me the spell key for this lair, and I'll let you know. Soon, all the heads are chiming in with their own offers in exchange for information.
Does anybody want...
Yeah.
A torch. How about that? I got some extra of those.
One day's rations!
When he said spell key, did I understand what that meant?
Well, you're not entirely sure. You can give me an arcana check.
Does anybody need a window?
It's worth asking in the plains. You never know what's really the high currency.
22?
It's be like saying moon pie in jail.
Holy shit! 22. Well, you're not entirely sure what they mean by spell key, but you believe that maybe it would help with spell casting on this lair? That would be your guess.
Gotcha.
What about some yak kush?
Finally, everyone kind of...
that everyone drops.
Well, I'll take that.
Who'd you get it from? I mean, it's all seeds and stems. I mean, is it...
They all kind of quiet down again, and the elf head says, my offer still stands! And the chubby head says, yes, mine too! Mine too! And the gnome says, no, no, no! Mine! Mine! And the big ogre one says, what is it you want to know?
I would like to know who stole the Temple of Timora on the Prime Material Plane. In the town of...
Cormyr.
All right.
Whose plot is this? And I figure Tower of Reputable Fabricators, such as yourself, would know such knowledge.
The ogre goes, Give us one of your friends, and I shall answer.
You may eat this one's left pinky.
All of him.
Elf, what was your offer?
The elf says, knock out the ogre head.
Well, I'll do that for free, but what is it that you want for the knowledge of this scheme?
Just go knock it out.
He says, knock out the ogre head.
Okay. Let's walk the ogre head, and I just jack it, my fist.
Okay. You punch the ogre head, and it goes, oof! And your fist is immediately covered with decaying flesh. Okay. And you see its nose, its face kind of collapsing around its nose.
I whisper, stay down. And then I step back and look at the elf.
Stay down.
This is not your fight.
No.
This is your fight.
The elf goes, no. You must knock it off. Kill it.
I mean, it looks very killed.
the giant.
Notice.
I'm not killed.
Shaking bits of brain out of my fingers.
Yeah, this is, I'm not killed. I can tell you what you need to know. Give me one of your friends.
Nope. Price is too high. I reach in and just grab a hold of him.
Yep.
And I assume I can pluck him like a grape.
Give me a strength check. Okay. Let's find out.
This is so disgusting. I hate this plane.
I'm starting to enjoy it for the first time. 14?
A 14, you feel as though has loosened it.
And I look at the other two like I'm a little embarrassed.
Yeah.
Like it's, you know, I've been a town administrator. Just let me in. I stretch for a little bit. I stick one hand, like I don't know if there's exposed bone, just and grab the socket.
Yeah, it's
and
pretty
another
foul.
One around somewhere else. Yeah. And then I just make sure that the grips are good. And
you want to help
rip
you
it up?
Yes. I offered.
No. Okay. It was just a mistake. It's just a clear mistake.
God, 17.
Yes. With a popping noise.
And a lot of...
and a lot of grunting on Baron's part. You pull the head off it, and your hands are covered in decayed, liquefied flesh.
Is it still trying to look at me?
Yes.
And I go, okay, and I just toss it.
Okay, you toss it, and the elf says... Oh, and you see the elf's head begins to kind of shimmy its way up through...
Oh, look at that, you've upgraded!
The pillar. Kind of moving its way,
you're
pushing...
Climbing the pillar!
With its jaw and its forehead, pushing other heads out of the way until it kind of climbs up into that spot.
I can only imagine what it's like at the center of that pillar.
And it says, thank you! Now, what is it you wish to know?
Would have been more excited if you would have known that before you asked me. So, I say again, I want to know who is specifically responsible for the plan to steal the temple from Cormyr, the Temple of Temora, on the prime material. Thingy?
She calls primes.
You hear a whole bunch of people, all the heads start talking again, and he's just, quiet, 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 quiet.
And I lean in one more and I say, and if I don't like the answer, that guy's gonna move up. I point
underneath. The chubby faced
one.
Yeah,
the chubby faced one. Yeah. I like you, Chubbs.
He says, That is a very tough question.
Take your time.
Bartholomew.
Chubbs. Do you have a better answer than that?
Chubbs says, bring back a fiend for me to eat.
I like that. I like that.
And I will answer your question.
Did we make friends with the fiend? Aren't you, like, mentally bound to him or somehow?
Well, Archimedes is with him.
But you can't talk to Archimedes.
Yeah.
I have a feeling that none of these guys are actually going to tell us what we want to know.
God, they're liars. We have to do that thing where you say, Chubbs, or you could be would asking, he be telling us the
or
truth?
Or you could be asking him a question that they don't have an answer to.
They just don't have an answer to.
What, she pointed you in this direction, saying that they might know how to get out of here.
I know, but I assumed this was some sort of omniscient
oracle
type situation.
Well, or
no, but it's already been said that they couldn't find it from the prime by divination, so it might not be able to be found via divination from other
means
too.
In fact, Bartholomew is the man who's responsible for the plan to steal the Temple of Timora from the prime material plane.
True. All right, we'll take that for what it's worth. I say, I'm going to need a little more detail.
He is taller than you.
While he's telling me, I go over to the where the ogre head is.
Yes.
And I start clearing off a space, like swiping my hand along the ground.
Yeah.
A little more detail.
Dark hair.
A surname. A family name. A location.
Not as handsome as you.
Oh, that's... You've seen through me. Good elf. And then I put my hands around his cheeks. And I start going...
As you put your hand around his cheeks, you feel your hands kind of begin to sink into the flesh.
Oh, this is really unfortunate. I keep my eyes on him.
Yeah.
It's like, anything else?
From a small family who he hated...
I pull my hands
back. I think that one was just projection.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I'm guessing if you wanted me to, you would have had me do rolls for any of that stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, we don't be in rolls.
All right.
I mean, you can do an insight check to see whether or not you think this guy's full of it. I'll allow an insight roll.
Insight's not terrible. 15?
Hello? You're not really sure that anything that came out of that mouth is the truth. Although you don't believe that he thinks he's telling you lies, you just don't believe that anything that he says is true.
Not factually accurate, but not a lie.
Right.
All right. I let go.
Okay. And it smells. Now your hands smell.
I say, next question. Who's up for answering a question?
The chubby one says, bring me a fiend and I'll answer. The gnarled gnome and says, give me the spell key for this lair and I will answer you. And then the ogre's head from on the ground goes, give me one of your friends and I will answer you.
I mean, you'll answer.
No.
You just have to.
You kind of need
to. Are you volunteering?
No. Why wouldn't we throw the new guy to the ogre? We've been adventuring for years, Baron.
If I was an ogre and I saw the three of us, I want to eat you.
I storm off.
All right, E-Rock storms off.
All right, looks like we have to go find a fiend.
You think
there are any fiends around here?
Yeah, I'm walking towards one.
Okay.
If it's still there.
Oh, you're going to hike all the way back to the portal?
I think that'd be a long trip.
Unless
right?
I see any fiends around.
Well, you know, it is the first layer of Beator, so there are fiends around, that's for sure.
Okay. Wherever the first fiend I see, I walk over to that way.
All right. Are you going to join him, or are you guys going to stay at the pillar?
No, I'll join him.
All right.
Join him.
He's like, all right, Chubbs, we'll be back.
All right. He smacks his lip, and you see that bits of it fall off as he does so.
Could you conjure a fiend? Like, statue? Maybe it has no taste buds.
True, but it's filled with the whole thing is that it's a bunch of liars. I don't really want to go into that.
Oh, yeah.
So
I do have a trick up my sleeve.
Okay.
It does take some doing, but you notice up near where you came down from, up in the hills, you do, in fact, see a winged creature that resembles the one that you saw near the portal, kind of flying around in a circle up there. Almost like a vulture would fly over something.
How far away?
At the top of the hill range, so probably 500 yards.
Okay. I walked that way.
Okay.
Yeah, I follow along.
As you get closer, it sees you and darts down the other side of the hills.
Wow. I hope it didn't want to attack us.
Yeah, me too. Now it's going to tell someone.
Something bigger is going to come attack us.
Is it within sight, or is it...
No, and it darted down the other side of the hills.
Okay. Well, I walked to the top anyway.
Yeah, you get to the top, and you see that it is now down at the bottom, kind of following along the river.
Can I shoot it with my bow? How far away is it?
You could try. You would be at disadvantage, because it's extreme range for your bow.
Okay, yeah, I'll take a pot shot at it.
Sure. Well, what could happen?
Disadvantage. Oh, I rolled the same. 23.
Wow, well, you hit it.
That is an arc.
And I do 9 points of damage.
Yeah, you hit it. You see it's been flying along.
We want to talk to you.
You see it's making a beeline towards the fortress. And you hit it, and it kind of falters in the air and hits the ground, rolls along the ground. And then kind of stands back up again.
Well, I...
And it turns kind of in your general direction, and you can't hear anything, but you see it kind of go...
Like
shakes it. It shakes its arm at you, its fist.
Can I shoot it again?
You can certainly try. You're still at disadvantage.
Mm-hmm. I will be running up on it.
Okay.
So you tell me when it's time to...
19.
You hit it again? Oh, do not mess with Aspen on that bow, man. I'll tell you.
7 points of damage.
Wow. Yeah, this time you stick it in one of its legs, and it starts hopping around in place, waving its arms. You're close enough that you can hear it screeching. At first you thought it was yelling at you, but it sounds like it might be trying to make as much noise as possible.
Am I within 120?
Not quite yet.
Okay.
I'm gonna keep shooting.
Okay.
16?
You hit it again.
Nice.
Dang. You are just like a sniper.
4 points of damage.
4. Okay. Yeah, so you hit it. And this time you hit it in the other leg. And now you're close enough that you can hear it. And it is making a sort of wailing sound.
Okay, that's enough of that. Anybody else close enough to do anything, or is it still me?
Well, it was quite a ways away, and they're only moving it, you know...
We're short.
50 feet around.
I'm also short,
feet around.
Fast.
You're fast, yeah.
50 feet around.
Okay, well, I'm just gonna keep shooting it, then. 23.
That's a hit.
8 points of damage.
Yeah, you thump it and it stops making noise because an arrow thumps right into its chest and it falls over.
Brought down.
Nice.
Well, that was easy.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, you finally get down to it and there are several arrows in it.
I reclaim my arrows.
Okay, you pull your arrows out. Baron or Erok, you want to make a perception check?
15.
I could try, but it's just not my thing.
It's just not my thing, man.
Go, natural 20.
Natural 20.
So 24. Natural 20s aren't really a thing for skill checks, right?
Right.
The number is the number.
Right. It's
because you need 30 for some things, right?
Right.
All right, so 24.
24. Yes, well, you both see that it has caught the attention of something. You do see a small group of something flying in this general direction on the horizon.
Let's grab it and go.
Yeah. We huck it.
Yep.
Pick it up and
start hustling.
Hustling up the hill and over, up and over the hill?
Yep.
All right. Yeah, you hustle up over the hill, kind of dragging the body along. And you get it up and over. And you start running back down the hill. And as you get up to the top of the hill and you start running the crest, you kind of turn around and you see that there is about 20 of the same ones. Only you see different colors. Red, white, green, black, blue.
They all look gargoyle-ish?
Yes.
Impish?
Gargoyle-ish, impish. I can show you a picture if you'd like.
Are they investigating where
Yes.
that thing was?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, let's keep moving.
Yep.
Yes.
You run.
Mm-hmm. They've come to see what in the world has been going on. Yeah, so you kind of run down the hill. Thankfully, gravity is on your side, and you're able to make it back down to the Pillar of Skulls. And the chubby head is there, and he says, Just push it into the pillar. Push it into the pillar.
Just push it in. All right.
Will do.
I'll go easy. Push it right in.
So you kind of push the body up next to the pillar, and you see the pillar kind of begin to just kind of, like...
Envelop it?
Envelop it. And you can see as it's enveloping it, it's digesting it.
Mm. I can't wait to get out of here.
It's just tasty, lovely.
No offense, statue or pillar of heads. But your place blows.
And
everything about you is gross.
You see the chubby head gets a little bit chubbier, a little bit bigger.
Look at you.
And it says, "What is your question?"
You want me to ask?
Yes.
I go. Okay, so where and how do we leave this plane?
Including the key.
Yeah. Not dying. Not like, you know, shuffle the mortal coil, so to speak.
Can I ask three things?
He says, the portal leading off Avernus lies to the west, and the key to it is a fiend's spine.
You gonna eat that spine?
Yeah, could you just spit that back out?
Yeah, I mean...
But almost immediately, another noggin pipes in. You leatherhead, that portal's 5 days from here. The nearest portal is to the south, and its key is a brick from the great Avernus Road. And the other heads bob in agreement. But the chubby head maintains the truth of its position. All the other heads are like, yes, yes, yes. And the bobby head's like, no. It's the one west of here.
Hang on, I gotta see if I readied this. I have no idea what it will do. Oh, good. I don't know what this will do.
Well, what is it? What's the spell?
It is a second level enchantment called Zone of Truth.
Oh, yeah, Zone of Truth.
So I do reach in my bag and pull out my hammer.
Okay.
Not as a weapon.
Right? Nope, you're just using it.
I hold it like a baby in my arms.
It's your holy symbol.
Mm-hmm. I hold it up right to them, and I mutter the prayer for Zone of Truth.
Okay. Instead of a range of 60 feet, the range is 10. Mm. And instead of a duration of 10 minutes, the duration is 2 minutes.
And I say...
Repeat your answers.
Okay. The chubby head repeats what he says. It's to the west. You need a spine of a fiend. And the others, once again, insult him repeatedly, telling him, no, that's the one south, that you need a brick from the great Avernus Road. And according to your zone of truth, all the other heads are right, and the chubby head is wrong. Although, the chubby head is telling you the truth, that particular direction would, in fact, lead you...
So everyone's been on the level.
On the level. But they are telling you the truth. It is 5 days away, whereas the other one is much closer.
In relation to the north and south, where is the fortress?
The fortress is at the end of the Great Avernus Road.
Okay.
The head says, you cross the road, grab your brick, and then you'll arrive at the portal. Yes. The trooper's like, no. You go west.
While sitting, continuing to stand there, holding my hammer before me, I say, Why would you tell me this? To closest head telling me that it's go grab the brick. Because mm-hmm. you've asked for no fee. Mm. My understanding is you're all a cowardly lot of lying profiteers. So why would you tell me this?
I take great delight whenever he's wrong!
Oh. I totally get what's going on here. Yeah. They're all scum. But but sometimes that doesn't work in their favor. Well, I mean, the giant pillar of damnation is their lot in life, and I look at them all, yeah. I get real judgy. As they continue serving their pittance for their horrible wagging fingers right at noses. Like, we need a judgment. We're here, like, as heads. Yeah. This is just like, yeah. All these a billion eyes roll at the same
time. Been there, done that, yeah, right? Done that.
And I say, oh, shame on you. And then I say, all right, let's go find a brick and get the...
I don't know, guys.
Get the out of hell here? Get the...
get the heaven out of here.
Yeah.
What, you don't know?
Well, I mean, we can most certainly try. I'm a little concerned about the proximity of this portal to the fortress. Mm. And the fact that it seems a little easy to just grab a brick from the road and get there. He
agreed.
Might be telling us the one of 5 days away for a purpose. Maybe it's safer.
Well.
And we only need the spine of a fiend.
Let me weigh it for you like this. Get close to Horrible Tower. Spend 5 days in this nightmarescape. I'm assuming that all days aren't going to be like this. I guess this is a pretty forgiving day. I'm not actually looking forward to the first night. If that happens here, I look at the sky.
It's pretty. The sky's pretty.
So I hear exactly what you're saying, but in my mind, the two are like somehow evenly weighted in terms of suckiness and danger. So let's at least go with the one that's near term.
I'm happy to go with however the group wanted. I just wanted to make my concerns known.
Let me lay some Baron logic on you here.
I've had plenty of Baron logic already, thank you very much. And I start walking.
I continue.
Yes, do.
Say.
I'm faster than you.
Say. Either we go 5 days and make it and live in a nightmare, or we go to the shorter one and we make it, which is better, or we go to the shorter one and die, which is better. So, I mean, all fingers point to getting out of here in one way or another. And I know where my soul's going. Put my hammer on my shoulder and turn on heel and look at, oh crap, where'd everybody go?
Yeah, we walked off.
Yeah, you notice that they've walked south.
Thank you for listening to Heroes Not Included. Don't miss an episode. Subscribe today using your favorite podcast app. If you enjoyed this episode, please take a moment to rate and review us. We'd love to hear from you. Find all of our episodes on our website at heroesnotincluded.com. You can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/heroesnotincluded. And finally, our podcast is supported by Tevye Schmidt, Chris Gergetch, Josh Heddle, Allison McManus, Shane Fetters, Jake McNinch, and Amy Trout, along with all of our awesome patrons. Our patrons not only help us keep the lights on, they also gain special behind-the-screen access, including patron-only podcasts, videos, and more. To become a patron, visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/heroesnotincluded. And until next week, be the hero.